Do you want to know the truth? Or do you just want to feel good? Here's Gruber. Fierce and fearless.
Government shutdown doesn't seem to affect me. I don't know how it affects others, but so far it's a big yawner. Oh, big government shutdown. Chuck Schumer, it's chaos. Nancy Pelosi, it's chaos. No. It's chaos, 99. No, it's not. It's a government shutdown. And there's my Get Smart reference for the day, Congressman. Congressman Tim Walberg with us here today. Let's talk about the federal judge in Texas striking down the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, saying it's unconstitutional, and then basically setting it aside. And I wonder, with an influx of Democrats coming into the House, where you will no longer be in the majority party, what you think is in store for us when it comes to the Affordable Care Act, when it comes to single-payer health care?
Well, they are certainly going to try to hold on to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare as long as possible. They will blame the Republicans for it not working because we tried to repeal it and replace it, forgetting that the President Obama, also supported legislation on about 10 different events to restructure, to fix, to repair, and do away with portions of unworkable parts of Obamacare. And then we came one vote shy when John McCain joined the Democrats to defeat the repeal effort that the House had passed and sent to the Senate and was about ready to go to the President for signing. So it came close, but the judge has ruled, I think, accurately, because in our tax cut bill, we also included the repeal of the individual mandate for the purchase of the Affordable Care Act, which then took the tax away from it, which John Roberts and his court decided made it possible to keep Obamacare in place for the time being. Now that was no longer there, so the judge in Texas said it's unconstitutional to have a bill that requires anybody by the federal government to buy anything, and especially in this case, health care coverage. So that really sets up a battle. It has to go through the appeal process. Ultimately, I think it'll go to the Supreme Court. And ultimately, I think if you believe what Roberts stated in his original ruling, I think he and others will have to rule that the law is actually unconstitutional. It will force us to do something. The Senate or the Democrats, I think, will push for some type of single-payer approach, Medicare for all. But I hope your listeners understand that Medicare has been in deficit since 2010. So if it's having trouble keeping up with people like me on Medicare and
rest
of Medicare recipients, how's it going to work for the entire country having it?
It can't. But, you listen to people like AOC, as she is affectionately known as, your new hero there, your colleague, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She doesn't understand basic math. We just pay for it. She said, "You just pay for it with what? Unicorns
money.
And pixie dust."
Yeah, no, it's they'll be pushing for that. I think Nancy Pelosi will have a real, real struggle to try to retain control of moving forward like that. Fortunately, in this case, we will have a Senate that can stop it, and a president certainly that wouldn't sign the law. We have to go to a patient-centered approach, very much like what the Republicans put forward in the House and sent to the Senate on at least a couple of occasions, that gives choice, that gives people who in their right minds want the best for themselves, and I think that's in almost every case, working with their health care provider for what they need and then having insurance companies compete for their business to supply the insurance they need, not what they're forced to, like the Affordable Care Act, into things they will never use, never need, never ask for, but must pay for. So that will be the effort. It won't come easy. Our governmental system was designed to be cumbersome. It was designed not to work quickly, and we may see it exactly like this in this coming two-year term of office.
Yeah, And I realize that Americans voted for change. The only thing that I wonder, and when you look around, Michigan went blue and Wisconsin went blue and Pennsylvania went blue. I wonder what the difference was in Ohio, because Ohio retained the governor's house, retained U.S. Senate seats, did not go all blue. I think that's worth a review before we get to 2020. I'll give you the last word there, Congressman.
Well, also look at Ohio, the number of ballot petitions, referendums that they had compared to Michigan. We are in a real problem in this state. We've forgotten that we have a legislative body that's there to do the work of the people because they elected them. It's not to be a referendum anytime I think I want something. So there were three referendums put on our ballot in order to get people out the polls that never would come out in the past, who cared nothing about what actually was going on, except for getting marijuana, changing the method of redistricting, and giving more opportunity to have voting situations that really aren't controlled and can have more, I think, more problems for our future. So
I like your strategy. I think it's brilliant. You just laid it out. Here's what we'll do in 2020. We'll get a ballot initiative about gun control, right, and get it on the ballot so that all the Republicans and all the conservatives come in droves to the ballot box. I think it's brilliant. I think you nailed it, Congressman. Well done.
Maybe that's something you need to start there. So,
there you go. You put ballot initiatives out there, not necessarily because the ballot initiatives are that important, but because you get the people that you want to turn out at the polls. All right, Congressman Tim Walberg, Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year to you and your family. I hope you enjoy it, and I'm sure, and I'm going to stand by this prediction, 2019 is going to be very interesting.
And we'll be glad to discuss it with you as the year goes on, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, a great contributor. Always appreciate your input here, sir, and I look forward to 2019. Have a great weekend.
You too. All the best.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Walberg, he's been stopping in for years. We do greatly appreciate his input, and we'll take a quick break. You're on the Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.